Not only is Santa Claus coming to town, he'll be traveling down Innisfil Beach Road with a cavalcade of festive floats, marching bands, and jolly folks this Sunday, November 27. The parade will begin at 1:30 p.m., commencing at Innisfil Beach Park, traveling west on Innisfil Beach Road until Jans Boulevard, where the parade will conclude. The parade route will be closed to vehicular traffic for approximately 2 hours beginning at 12:30 p.m. With the support of local sponsors, volunteers at Innisfil Community Events, ICE, have been organizing the annual Santa Claus Parade for over 15 years, and are thrilled to offer the first traditional walking parade since 2019. ICE Treasurer, Chris Reynolds, said, Innisfil Community Events is excited to bring Santa back through the streets of Innisfil after 2 years of a static parade. Local businesses, nonprofits, and community groups will be participating, including Pipes and Drums, Dream Parties, and Innisfil C4KIDS Charity, last year's winner of the Best Decorated Float. Its construction was a labor of love for Deborah and Steve Harrison, and with the help of Ann Kell, Bev Kell, and friends, Deborah noted that, many hands make light work. The C4 Kids float tells the story of Santa in ascent, as he and his reindeer deliver the magic of Christmas to the children. As this year's parade theme is, old-fashioned Christmas, spectators can only imagine what's in store, but one thing's for sure, there's only one Santa, and they save the best for last. It is always a pleasure to see the excited children and adults as Santa makes his way through the parade route, Patricia Dow, coordinator of Innisfil Santa Claus Parade and longtime volunteer of ICE, said. Children are encouraged to have their letters to Santa ready, as they will be collected along the parade route and delivered to the man himself. The Santa Claus Parade is for everyone, so to accommodate those who are sensitive to noise, there will be an all-inclusive and barrier-free sensory, quiet zones in place from Innisfil Beach Park to the fire station on Innisfil Beach Road. Non-perishable food items will be collected along the parade route for the Innisfil Food Bank, and donations of new, unwrapped toys are also welcome. And if the little ones just can't wait to meet Santa, he will be having breakfast at the Innisfil Lions Club before the parade from 9 a.m. to noon. Take your child's photo with Santa after they make some arts and crafts. Breakfast is $5 per person, and proceeds will go to support a local organization. Be sure to jingle all the way to Innisfil Beach Road on Sunday. If Silent Night is your favorite carol, visit the sensory, quiet zone and note that Jack Frost will be nipping at your nose. Since there won't be chestnuts roasting on an open fire, be sure to dress warmly. Amber Green is a freelancer with Village Media.